So, is it climate change or global warming reworked? Tom Burke is an environmentalist and former government advisor on the environment and joins me now. Mr. Burke, it's fair to say that some years ago we were told that climate change would mean hotter, drier weather in this country. Now we're told we're going to flood. What is the reality?
We were told that what would happen with a changing climate was that dry places would get drier and wet areas would get wetter. That's what the scientists have been saying for some time. And that's exactly what's happening. And we're in the middle of a wet area getting wetter right now. This is exactly what environmentalists and scientists have been saying now for several decades, was what you could expect with a changing climate. We're seeing it not just in London, not just in Britain, but we're seeing this around the world. A massive storm across the U.S. at the moment, disrupting the south of the U.S. with snowstorm. We're seeing heat waves in Australia, the second year in a row there's been record temperatures set in Australia, Argentina, across Africa, Asia. We're seeing extreme weather events everywhere, and what's driving that is a changing climate.
But I seem to recall, Mr. Burke, perhaps I was listening to the wrong people, I was continually being told about global warming, not global wetting.
I think if you get into the semantics, you'll be in a lot of trouble. I think stick with the fact that the climate is changing because we're putting greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. In some places, that will lead to warming. In some places, it will lead to drying. In some places, it will lead to places getting wetter. The point is, the climate is changing. Now, all of our whole of human history has been in a period of extraordinary stable climate. We're now disturbing that stable climate.
You don't then hold with the argument that some put forward that if you look through the history books, in the last 70 years, there have been lethal floods on at least three occasions. In 1953, tragically, more than 300 people lost their lives, most of them in East Anglia. In the decade from 2001, more than 200,000 homes have been built on floodplains, and that is why it is as grave as this crisis now appears.
Well, there are two points. One, frequency of extreme weather events is increasing. So yes, there have been extreme weather events in the past, but events that used to happen, say, once every 100 years, or once every 500 years, are now happening once every decade. And that's a sign of a changing climate. The fact that it's having more impact on our ordinary everyday life is precisely for the second point you make, because we started to build on floodplains to an extraordinary extent, even though there's been advice being given to governments for now, for a very long time, that it's very high risk building on floodplains as the climate changes. So government needs to really, one, make sure that we don't continue to build on floodplains, two, that we spend more money preparing to cope with extreme